According to the Santa Fe Association of Realtors, real estate prices are skyrocketing. Nationwide, the supply of single-family homes is the lowest in 40 years. Here in Santa Fe, single-family home inventory is down a whopping 62% from the same time last year. Demand is robust, to say the least. When demand outstrips supply, the result is a red-hot market. The median single-family home price in Santa Fe City and County in the first quarter of 2021 was $560,000. That's up almost $100,000 from the same time last year. Sellers are getting close to 100% of their asking price. Some sellers get even more as buyers bid up prices. And homes are selling much faster than last year. Here to help us navigate today's real estate market is Roger Carson, who is president of the Santa Fe Association of Realtors. Welcome, Roger. What's the cause of the big spike in real estate prices in Santa Fe?
It is supply and demand. We have far too little homes on the market, and we're experiencing really unprecedented demand right now. That's really the cause of the spike. It goes back much further than that.
In talking with people, some people are saying, potential buyers, people who want to buy a home, are saying that out-of-state buyers are driving the prices up. Is that true, or is that just an urban myth?
It's more than just hyperbole. We do have a lot of people moving here from out-of-state, and it's problematic. You know, if you're selling your house in the Silicon Valley and moving to Santa Fe, you have much more purchasing power than someone who lives and works in Santa Fe. So, you know, traditionally, when you put a house on the market and people make an offer, you know, most homes, the buyer has financing. What we're seeing now is cash buyers from out of state and they're determined to buy. Mm-hmm. If a house is $400,000, they're not hesitant to bid over that with a cash offer. And oftentimes, we're seeing them waiving appraisal contingencies, inspection contingencies, making extremely strong offers that traditionally we haven't seen those type of offers here in Santa Fe.
Did COVID play a part?
COVID comes with a couple different things. So when the shutdown occurred, you know, we had an economic shutdown. If you go back to March of 2020, we really didn't know what to expect with the quarantine and the government shutdown. There are a lot of doomsday people out there thinking the market was going to crash. We're going to see record foreclosures. And then that didn't happen. First of all, the federal government really did step in and they put in a lot of protections for homeowners, which was absent in the crash of 2008, mortgage forbearance and all kinds of stuff that kept people in their homes. So if you lost your job due to COVID, you weren't going to get foreclosed on. So that really stabilized the real estate markets. But as April rolled along and people in cities who were afraid to go down their hall to their elevator on the 20th floor of the building realized they didn't have to be there anymore. So Santa Fe was far more attractive. And that's really when the migration started, is May of 2020.
Now, if the median home price here is $560,000, if you were to try to get a loan for that amount, how much money would you have to make?
Yeah, so if you look at actually qualifying for a loan, so let's just take the city of Santa Fe, and if you just pick a number of like $428,000, and if we're looking at medians, if that's what the price you're looking at for a median home, and if you're using a conventional financial method, a mortgage, you need to bring 20% down. So you're already up at, you know, bringing $85,000 to the table as a down payment. And then from there, you would be financing the rest of the balance on a mortgage.
And so how much would you have to make?
So the income you would need to get a mortgage on the median home in Santa Fe would be about $74,000. Now, if you're looking to buy something in the county, let's just take a $650,000 median price in the county with 20% down, then your down payment's over $100,000. It's $130,000 right there. And then if you're financing that balance at prevailing rates of, let's say, 3.5%, you would need an income over $100,000.
So that's why we find buyers so frustrated, because I note that PayScale, who is the leader in compensation data, reports that the average salary in Santa Fe is about $58,000.
The income level here doesn't support what you need to buy a home here.
Where physically and at what price point are home sales moving the fastest?
I would have to say at this point, it really doesn't matter. Everything is going really fast.
It used
to be the idea that if it were under, let's say, 400,000, it would fly off the shelves.
Yeah.
With the inventory so low, every price point is affected. I'm working with a buyer right now who's in the $1.2 to $1.5 million range. And by the time the listing comes on, I schedule it, make the appointments, and get ready to take her out to show her the homes, they've already gone under contract. We have pretty much a less than a one-month inventory of homes in just about every price range. And that's the first time ever. So if you're looking at a $1 million house, they're going to be on the market for less than a month.
Where would you find the most affordable homes in Santa Fe?
Okay, well, if you're looking to move to Santa Fe or moving around Santa Fe and you want to find something more affordable within the city, if you're looking out on, from the rodeo grounds, kind of out by where the airport in Santa Fe is, that's the most affordable area. The median price over there is about $352, and then kind of going north to Agua Fria. The county out on Highway 14, there's still really nice value out on Highway 14. It's a beautiful part of Santa Fe County. $435 is the median out there. You can get a little more land and stuff. So those are kind of the affordable areas, the most affordable areas.
What advice would you give sellers and buyers in today's market?
I think for sellers, the only really advice for sellers is where are you going to go from here? Some people think, my house is worth more than it's ever been. I should really take the chips off the table and, put them in the bank in case the market comes down. Well, when you sell in Santa Fe and you want to stay in Santa Fe, then you're back into the buyer scenario. Or if you're thinking about moving to some other part of the country, the housing shortage we're experiencing is kind of it's a national phenomenon right now. Really desirable places like Santa Fe are especially hard hit because it's a really nice place to live. And so if you're a seller, you really just have to know where you're going.
And what about if you're a buyer?
For buyers, I guess for advice, you have to get a good real estate broker. I mean, and I'm not just saying that because I'm the president of the association, but experience really matters in this market. It is a tricky road to navigate getting your offer in. Many, many buyers are writing offers and they're not getting the house. And then they write another offer and they don't get the house. So advice for a buyer is have an experienced real estate broker help you navigate. I mean, it really is a war zone out there. But I would just say, one, be patient. Have a good plan. Work out a good plan of, you don't want to be in a situation where you have to buy a house next month.
Right.
That's bad. But have a good plan. Work with your broker. Get ready for some heartache. You're going to fall in love with a house. You're going to want to write an offer right away. And, you might be outbid on that. So no house is a perfect house. From our experience, it doesn't really become the perfect house until it's yours.
Finally, how do you see home sales for the balance of 2021 and into 2022?
It's a war zone in 2021. We're not going to catch up in 2021. Probably not catch up in 2022. Local people are having a really hard time affording the homes here. So Santa Fe has to do something to keep the local people here. It's kind of heartbreaking when your own kids are moving away and you don't see that they can move back because it's just so expensive.
Thanks very much to our guest, Roger Carson, president of the Santa Fe Association of Realtors. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.